Seth Rogen is starring in yet another new movie. It's called Observe and Report, and it's by North Carolina-born writer-director Jody Hill, who had a cult hit in 2006 with the comedy The Foot Fist Way. He then went on to co-create the HBO series Eastbound and Down with its star Danny McBride. In Hill's second feature, Rogen plays a mall security guard who takes his job a little too seriously. The film co-stars Anna Faris and Ray Liotta. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
Gonzo gun humor might not be what we're in the mood for after last week's spate of shootings, but Jody Hill's Observe and Report isn't just mindless fun with weaponry. About a half step below the surface, it's scary as hell. It's the Taxi Driver of satirical farces. In Martin Scorsese's explosive drama, Robert De Niro's Travis Bickle was a sponge for all the bad vibes of New York City in the 1970s. He obsessed over a blonde who was out of his league, and then he went nuts and assumed the role of vigilante avenger. In Observe and Report, we have Seth Rogen's head of mall security, Ronnie Barnhart. He soaks up all suburbia's bad vibes, obsesses over a blonde who's out of his league, and then goes nuts and assumes the role of vigilante avenger. We laugh at this gun-toting savior in his own mind, but he's too out of control for comfort. The movie opens with an overweight man rushing up to women in the mall parking lot, spreading his raincoat and gleefully showing off his family jewels. A short time later, Rogen's Ronnie, now on the hunt for the flasher, says to himself, "Part of me thinks this disgusting pervert is the best thing that ever happened to me." Of course, the creep is virtually Ronnie's doppelganger. He's not only given Ronnie's life a focus, he's given him license to show off his own family jewels, metaphorically. The night after the flasher has accosted Brandy, the lissom blonde cosmetics clerk played by Anna Faris, Ronnie takes advantage of the opening to scoop her up in his security golf cart and press his case.
Brandy! Brandy, Brandy, Brandy. Okay, Brandy, I'm going to lay out a scenario for you. You, me, free dinner, you fill in the rest. With the answer yes.
There's my car.
Huh? What?
Where are you going?
What? Sorry, the brakes. Or someone cut the brakes.
Oh, my God.
I can't stop. I'm just joking. I can't stop, but I'm not going to unless you agree to go to dinner with me. Someone better say yes and tell me what they want to eat for dinner.
Fine.
It's a date.
Just don't tell anybody.
It can't be overemphasized. Ronnie is in the top tier of unattractive heroes. Whether he's putting unwanted moves on Brandy, harassing a Muslim lotion vendor, tasering people who park in loading docks, or interfering with the detective played by Ray Liotta, who's investigating both the flasher and a series of mall robberies. In Observe and Report, Director Hill piles on unpleasantries as if testing our need to identify with the man with the gun, or taser. Hill seems genuinely fascinated by mini-despots. His first comedy, The Foot Fist Way, focused on a bullying martial arts instructor played by Danny McBride. It was only after this peewee authoritarian was thoroughly humiliated by bigger authoritarians that we began to sympathize with him. This macho blowhard was in some ways a casualty of a macho blowhard culture. Observe and Report's Ronnie is a casualty too. He's never known his father, and his loving mother is prodigiously drunk. He's on strong psychoactive medication. He lives in a world that prizes guns and the people who use them. He works in a mall and eats fast food every day at the food court. It's amazing he's as functional as he is. Hill hits what seems like a bad taste peak early on, a scene in which Ronnie takes advantage of an ostensibly unconscious alcohol and drug-addled vomit-flecked Brandy and just keeps climbing. When Ronnie and the number two security guard, played by Michael Peña, embark on an orgy of drug-taking and authoritarian violence against unarmed civilians, the air in the theater feels dangerously thin. This is comedy? It is with this cast, all of them near geniuses. Anna Faris draws out her words as if hysterically entranced by her own blondness. Her hyperventilations are exquisite. Leota uses that eerie tension between his teenage delinquent complexion and girlish eyes to make you laugh before he opens his mouth. And Rogan, even if he is in every other movie these days, still has surprises in him. The only reason there's no body count here is because Observe and Report is, when all is said and done, a comedy. But what a comedy. Behind that bland, neutral title is a mighty volcano of psychosexual mayhem, a carnival funhouse mirror of our culture's love affair with violence.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.